I don't know how many times I've said coming up into this day here how much fun this trade show is. It's probably about 116 times, and that would be one time for every Made in Montana business that is here at the Made in Montana Trade Show. It's time again we get to highlight these Montana roots, I think. Every day, these are go-to-work kind of people that want to drive the economy, help their communities, help their families, and they all have a story to tell as well. If you've ever thought about being in business, or even if you've attempted it, or if you are in business, you know that journey. And we're going to talk with folks who have highlighted that journey here today on the Made in Montana Trade Show, live this morning on Voices of Montana. Yeah, it is. This is the fifth year I think we've been here, a 42nd Made in Montana Trade Show. This is at the Lewis and Clark Fairgrounds. They got this huge Civic Center building, and it's just full of, well, your friends and neighbors here with ideas that, well, maybe you have had them and thought, I could make a business out of that. We're going to be talking about how you do that and some of the success stories here today. We're going to go all across the state. We're going to start first, though, with Jessica John, the Made in Montana Program Manager. Good morning.
Hey, Tom. Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in. How about you?
I can't complain. It's a beautiful Montana day. Can't really give any better.
Thank you. Actually, we're doing more than hanging in. We're rocking it then,
yeah,
right?
Rocking it, right?
Yeah, yeah. Tell me about the Made in, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. New position here for you, and but I bet you've just been busy like crazy getting this show all set up.
Busy having fun is what is the most important part about this show. Made in Montana program was created in 1984, so the program's been going strong for 42 years. But the show has been going strong for the last 28 years. We'll be celebrating our 29th year in coming up in 2027. This year's show includes 116 small business exhibitors, as well as hundreds of wholesale buyers coming throughout the state of Montana. Right now, the Made in Montana program has over 2,200 active members, including 125 retail store members.
Wow, that's a lot, Jessica, right?
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of great members, a lot of great people.
What's it take to be a Made in Montana entrepreneur?
Well, first of all, it's completely free. All you have to do is you have to go on the Montana Commerce website. So that's commerce.mt.gov. You'll select business and then go to Made in Montana, and you'll read about the information there and go and apply.
There are some qualifications, right?
There are some qualifications. So you do have to be a Montana native, and you do have to have a product that you add 50% value here within the state of Montana. Those are the rules. They're pretty basic. And then once you apply, we just ask that you give us 10 business days to look over your application and get you in.
We have there's a lot of people here, right?
Yeah.
A lot of number. This is the retail. Well, the retail day is tomorrow. This is kind of the wholesale day. So talk about how this trade show works.
So there's 2 days. There's the wholesale day where we bring in wholesale buyers throughout the state and beyond, and they walk the floor, purchase from everybody at retail, at wholesale price, excuse me. And then the following day, we have all the members of the public come in from 9 to 4 p.m. That's tomorrow, Saturday, March 14th. Everybody's welcome. And you can shop from these amazing vendors that we have here at the show.
There is so much variety here, too, Jessica.
There is. Off the top of my head, we have I think at least 30 different varieties of vendors here at the show, and everybody has something unique to offer.
I only brought so much cash, though, okay, because
we have an ATM, actually.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
We do have ATMs on site for anybody who forgets their cash at home. So.
Gosh, I love you. That's great. Yeah. Hey, Jessica, thanks. I know you're going to come back later on. You're going to interview. Who is it have you got lined up?
We've
got so many people lined up here.
I have 56 counties here in Helena.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. Stand by, okay? Thank you so much. We're going to hand that microphone. Well, actually, Mandy Rambo, the deputy director for the Department of Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I'm good. How are
good.
You? And we had such a joy getting to know Serena Grunhauser today, and look at what she does. K&K Metalworks, and that's how you find it, knkmetalworks.com. Good morning, Serena.
Good morning, hon.
Yeah, good to see you. Thank you for coming in. Let's get going, because you've got a story to tell.
Yeah. So, Serena, if you can tell us a little bit about your background, I think you have a very unique story about how you got to your business model. So I'd love for you to be able to just share that with the listeners.
Absolutely. So back in 2016, I was working in a mental health facility that was residential for kids 5 to 17. And I got my first head injury, and then 2 weeks later got my second head injury, and then a year later got a third one. I have many things that I deal with day to day still. And I decided that I wanted to go learn how to weld. So I went and enrolled in Highlands College of Montana Tech there in Butte. And the first year was machining. The second year that they put in was precision machining, running the big CNC machines. And then the third year was welding. So in 3 years, I was able to graduate as the first girl with a double associate's in precision machining and metal fabrication.
I'm and clapping, yeah.
In 2020, during the pandemic.
Yeah, wow. In 2020, during the pandemic. But also what she did not say, first female graduate from Highlands of the Montana Tech, but she did not say that she graduated with honors all of her programs. And then during the COVID pandemic, about a few months after you graduated, you started your business, K&K Metalworks.
I did, right out of my garage. And I'm still in that garage right now. I'm getting a little cramped. It's time to move into a bigger shop.
Well, we are excited to see you expand. When you do expand, let us know, and we'd love to come do a ribbon cutting for you.
Absolutely.
And if you have not been to the website, knkmetalworks.com, there is metal yard art, metal home decor and design, as well as welding repairs. One thing Serena and I were talking about, I have been married for 16 years, so I could not use this idea, but I thought it would be really cute to do custom metal wedding favors for a wedding. Would be very cute as well. And Serena said she's actually done some metal decor with like the date of the wedding and their names in the past.
Just recently, too. Within the last few months, I've had people get a hold of me for big signs, little signs, all to celebrate weddings.
What is your favorite thing to make?
Oh, there is a lot of things I like to make, but I would have to say the custom stuff, because to see a person's face light up when you bring their idea to life is just, there's no way to describe the joy that they have on their face.
When you started and to where you are right now, could you see yourself here at this point when you began
your
business?
I could not.
Yeah.
I really could not. I mean, I feel like I've been very blessed and very lucky.
How did you know you were going to get here then? How did you know you were going to be here?
Not on this year. This is my third year.
Yeah.
So the 3 years ago, I had not gotten an email, and I usually do. So I called up to find out what happened, and I was on the wait list. Well, somebody canceled that year. And about an hour after I talked to the lady from Maiden, Montana, she called me back and said, "You're not going to believe this."
Great. Yeah.
And I started crying.
Yeah.
Like, I almost collapsed. I'm tearing up now.
Yeah.
Like, it was such an opportunity. And I knew it was. Like, I just, I'm getting chills.
why does it mean so much? You're from Montana, right?
I am. I've been here over 20 years. We're going to talk about that, old I am. But I got here in the middle of my seventh grade year. To be able to meet people from across the state, I mean, from Kalispell to Miles City, you know, the High Line down to Dillon and stuff. I've seen vendors now that I've seen the last 2 years, or I've saw new vendors that are back again this year. And it's always, "Hey, how are you doing? How was your year?" You know, hugs and handshakes and everything else. And you remember them. You may not remember their name, but you remember their faces.
Yeah.
You know, and there's a camaraderie.
Right. The journey is similar, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. And I mean, there have been so many people that have been helpful. That first year, I was asking all the people around me, "What do I do? Is this okay? You know, what should I expect?" And they were all very helpful. You know, and everybody has a little bit different experience with their journeys.
Yeah. But. Mindy?
One thing Serena and I talked about that I think your viewers might find humorous is she said she has a sticker on the back of her vehicle that says, "I'm the welder, not the welder's wife." And I love that as, again, the first female to graduate from the welding program.
Yes.
Let me throw in that she's got 3 pit bulls, too.
Oh, okay?
I do. But
yeah, they're tough, right?
Yeah, they will bark and run away if they see a stranger, okay? they are not any protection, and they are not mean.
They're pit dolls, then, not pit
Pretty
bulls.
Pretty much.
Okay, yeah.
Well, Serena, I really appreciate you being here. I love the Made in Montana trade show. It's my favorite event of the year. Seeing businesses like this and hearing a story like yours is part of, I think, what makes Montana unique and special, just that resilience that you have to come back from an injury, to go back to school, to start your business in the middle of a pandemic is, that's what Montanans are known for, and that's what Montana is about. So I just really love this story, and I appreciate you being here today.
I'm going to clap again, because honestly, you know.
Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate being here. Every year I look forward to this. This is my kickoff to the year.
Well, look, sell a bunch of metal art this year, and you do repairs and all of that.
I do.
Yeah.
I fix things. I've made things.
And when you're
once
ready.
Once in a while, I break things, too.
Yeah. Good for you, right? Yeah. When you're ready to expand, too. I know that's a big decision, right?
It is.
Yeah. So we're encouraging that, and I'd love to chat with you about that, too, Serena.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Congratulations on that.
Thank you, guys.
Serena Grunhauser, again, owner of K&K Metalworks. That's from Butte, knkmetalworks.com. Mandy Rambo, you'll be back with us a bit later on.
Yes, thanks, Tom.
Good. We've got some shout-outs to do later on, too. Back here, the Made in Montana Trade Show, 28th year for this, but 42nd year for the Made in Montana program. Man, it's been going on. There are some qualifications for it. Jessica John mentioned that a bit earlier on here today with the Made in Montana program. Go to the Made in Montana site. It's simple, madeinmontanausa.com. They're also on Facebook. 99.2% of our businesses in Montana are small businesses. That's you, okay? You can do it. And that this is what we're here for, is to talk about people who thought, well, I don't know, should I, could I? And they did. And there's a journey and there's a tale to tell. A bit later on, also as part of this show, we're going to name the Montana Department of Commerce is going to name and announce the Montana Retailer of the Year for the Made in Montana program as well. So that'll be cool. That's hush for now. But let's welcome Anastasia Burton, who is with the Made in Montana program and Department of Commerce and Communications Director. Anastasia, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you. Yeah, thank you. We both get so excited about the show because it's a lot of fun, and we get to meet people like Michelle.
And they all have really interesting backstories. The one thing I have found is that most of the people who are here today, in fact, I would say probably almost all of them, started not with the intent to become millionaires, but they have a story or a purpose that drives them to become entrepreneurs.
Yes.
And Michelle is one of those people. She has one of the most interesting backstories. So,
good morning, Michelle. Let's introduce her. Michelle Kimbrough is her last name and founder of Ellie's Gourmet Barkery from Lakeside. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Tom. Thank you for having me. Anastasia, thank you as well.
So great you could be here today.
Yes, of course. So our backstory. So our mission was to turn pain into purpose. A few years ago, I lost my mom, my dad lost his dog, I lost my dog, and I had a massive business failure that wiped me out. And so I kind of slipped into a dark place, and some very good friends of mine, Chris and Justin Buckmiller, they had a dog that needed to be rehomed, and they knew that I was heartbroken. And so we took Ellie in, and Ellie inspired me to start baking again, which pulled me out into, you know, my depression. And so now our mission is to spread hope through dog treats and let everybody know that, you know, these things are possible and hope is possible coming out of a very deep, dark place. So Ellie is the inspiration on everything. She's on our logo, our packaging. She's our chief tasting officer, or CTO, as I say. So nothing gets into the product line unless she tastes it first.
Does she know she's the big star of this?
Are you kidding me? She's the biggest princess ever.
Good. I love it.
So tell us, you mentioned packaging, and I know that your packaging is new. So can you describe for our listeners what the packaging looks like?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are so proud to launch our packaging here at the Made in Montana show. We've been working really hard over the winter with our graphic designer, and so we've done a complete redesign of our packaging. Our packaging before was really super cute, but for scalability it wasn't working, so we went with some 6x9 Mylar stand-up pouches. We redesigned everything, so we've got some faint paw prints and bones on the packaging. We've created a system for our freeze-dried line and our baked line, so everything's color-coded. And we have our story on the back. So we are super excited. And QR code, so you can click the QR code, goes straight to our website where it has all of our information on there.
And what goes into your products?
So we use organic ingredients. We do not use wheat or eggs because there are a lot of dogs have allergies to those. We went to an oat rye flour blend, and everything else is organic. And any of our hand-decorated treats that have colors on them, they're going to be either fruit or vegetable coloring, so all natural again. And we do use 23-karat gold finishing touches because we believe our dogs are worth their weight in gold.
I love it. Tell us about the different flavors.
Right. So in our freeze-dried line, we have freeze-dried beef liver that we source locally in the Flathead area. Our baked line, we have our Big Prairie signature peanut butter cookie, which is all organic. And then we also have our waffle line. So we have blueberry, sweet potato, and pumpkin.
That sounds great. One thing I did want to also mention is you are one of the most busy people I know. You're also working on standing up a storefront.
Yeah.
That is correct. We are excited to announce it will be Montana's first dog bakery and cafe in Lakeside, Montana. We'll do a soft opening in May, and a grand opening will be June 13th. We have a drive-through window, and I'm getting a soft-serve ice cream machine to serve dog-friendly ice cream with all the little sprinkles and everything else on it.
So what would this look like? Dogs like singing up at the bar like we see in those pictures, or
well, kind of, sort of, maybe. So I'm going to have some cafe seating there, so it'll be dog friendly. I'm actually working with our veterinarian who's two doors up from us, so perfect clientele. And so we will have seating for, you know, the human, and then also their owners. I don't know what to call them yet. I'm still working on that. And then a place where the dog can sit and have a treat, and we'll have a retail section in there. So I'm totally excited. And concurrently with the Made in Montana show, I'm doing the build out. So yes, we are very busy.
And you also baked 5,000 treats to be ready for this weekend show.
Yes, we did. I know that sounds a crazy number. Actually, it was a little over 5,000, but yeah, we did.
Did you touch each and every one of those kind of?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah, it's
yes,
a lot
sir.
Of work. Congratulations on that. And you're writing a book, too.
Yes, I'm actually in the process of writing a book about our journey with the intent of spreading hope again through dog treats.
Good.
So
good.
Yeah.
Well,
thank you so much.
Hope is what we need to.
Absolutely.
Yeah, everybody does. Thank
Absolutely.
You, Michelle.
Thank you for having me.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Anastasia, thank you as well.
My pleasure.
Yeah, we're going to, Zach Cacoli is going to join us here now as the Department of Agriculture Deputy Director. Where's Zach? Zach. And, well, let's get Mike up here. Mike's ready to go. Mike is Mike Sullivan from Longview Lavender Farms. Mike, grab that microphone. You bet. We're live at the Made in Montana trade show here at the Lewis and Clark County Fairgrounds on Voices of Montana. I'm Tom Schultz. A bit later on, like I said, Commerce Director Marta Bertaglio is going to join us here and announce the 2026 Montana Retailer of the Year for the Made in Montana program. But right now, Zach is with us, Zach Cacoli with the Department of Agriculture, Deputy Director. And we have got Mike. Is Jamie around? Or
I got to have Jamie over at the booth, huh?
Oh, I
Somebody's
gotcha.
Somebody's
got
to be selling this
Somebody's
stuff.
Somebody's got to work, right?
Somebody's got to work,
yeah.
Tom.
Yeah. Congratulations. This is Mike Sullivan again from Longview Lavender Farms near Summers. How are you, sir?
Good. Hey, I just want to put a call out to you and the Commerce Department for doing one heck of a job.
Oh, thank you.
And we really, really appreciate it. I know a lot of times with traveling around the state, I can be driving down the road and it's 9 o'clock, and guess what?
So... Well, it's people like you that make us want to do a good job. Is that not right, Zach? Good morning.
That's right, Tom. Yeah. Good morning. What a great day to be here at the Montana Trade Show, looking at all these great value-added products with high-quality Montana agricultural goods being put to use.
Right, yeah. I'm going to talk about your farm here in just
sure,
a little
sure.
bit. But, Zach, there's a few things here that I think I want you to address about how the Department of Agriculture helps these Made in Montana programs. You've got grants, the Growth Through Agriculture program. Give us a little bit on that, too, for people out there listening, thinking, I might be a Made in Montana person someday.
Sure thing. You know, value-added products are a significant emphasis for the state, and we encourage those businesses to grow and expand through our Growth Through Agriculture grant and loan program that provides up to $50,000 in grants and loans up to $100,000. We're diversifying Montana's agriculture industry. allowing these businesses to capture some of that elusive consumer dollar and keep it closer to home.
Yeah.
That's the Growth Through Agriculture program. And then annually throughout the year, we award Business Acceleration and Marketing Program grants. Those are up to $20,000 with $5,000 reserved for equipment, helping those businesses get off the ground, maybe establish an online presence or overcome those initial barriers to marketing a product.
Equipment, construction, marketing, those things, if you're worried about those, talk to, well, the Made in Montana program people as well, because these grants will help in that regard. Mike, tell us about your program. Tell us about Longview Lavender Farms.
Well, we're a farm up on the north shore of Flathead Lake, close to Kalispell. We've got about 8,000 lavender plants on the ground, started back in 99. And first 3 or 4 years, really didn't want to expose it too much. It takes about 2-3 years to get the yield out of it. But my background is such where I grew a lot of ornamentals and stuff, roses and carnation. Had a cherry orchard years ago, left, bought a farm down Central California, and then when the kids got grown, I wanted to come back to Montana. But I didn't want greenhouses because of the energy costs connected with it. So I started looking for a niche crop. And the more I played around with it and played around, we've been fortunate. We've helped start 6 different farms now from Darby all the way to Whitefish.
Oh, wow.
And last year we had about 3,500 people go through there, 15 different foreign countries. We're heavily involved with the chambers, with the agritourism now, that's what the Commerce Department's driving. And there's a lot of interest out there. The thing about it is, and Zach knows this better than anybody, I mean, you can grow it, but what are you going to do with it? Mm-hmm. And that's why these type of organizations are so important. We're primarily geared around essential oil. And 4 of the cultivars we grow are geared around the oil. And then we go with value-added product. Lavender is kind of a magnet. You can actually smell it two miles away once you get near the farm.
Yeah. There,
so Mike, your booth has pictures of the still you use.
That's correct. We've got stills that everybody says when they're touring the farm, you know, it's time, it's got to be happy hour, right, when they turn a corner. But the bottom line to it, it's steam distillation. And the process has been going on for hundreds of years. The Romans, when they took over the Egyptians, they used it for embalming. That's how far back it goes. It went into Europe and throughout Europe into England. And in the 30s, it was actually brought into the United States. There's a corridor over most people are familiar with from about Bellingham down to Northern California there where there's a lot of growers. It's because the environment over there is conducive. It took me 3 years to figure out what would grow here and what wouldn't. But once we figured it out, then, of course, it was like Tom calling me on a Saturday, hey, Mike, what about some plants? One of those deals.
Yeah. What was the – we got like a minute and a half left. That's enough time. I want to have you tell the story about overcoming some challenges. You talked – one of them was finding the right crop, I guess. But, you know, if people are out there listening and they're thinking about being entrepreneurs, what's your story about overcoming a challenge? Where did you reach down deep to get over the hump?
Well, I think – obviously, in growing and reaching into it and trying to find something that's unique and then to kind of stay after it. Gets real frustrated. First year, we lost everything. Second year, we lost half of it. And then the third year, I finally got it figured out. You talk about feel like a dummy out in the middle of a field. But we finally figured it out. And then from there, it was, okay, now you figured out how to grow it. What are you going to do with it? And that's why it's so important to have these legs out with this type of environment that we have. What you're doing, Tom, what Zach's doing, what these gals are doing with the Commerce Department is so important. These little businesses right here thrive on it. And that dollar turn, I figured, goes through 6 different times. By the time it comes through our store, and we pay our people, the grocery store, and everything that's connected with it. Montana's a huge, huge opportunity place.
Thank you. It is. That's Mike and Jamie Sullivan. Jamie's kind of running the farm right now, back at the booth here at the Made in Montana Trade Show, Longview Lavender Farms near Summers, Montana. Stay calm and...
And come on and see us.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Well, stay calm, and there's another word over there on the booth, but we'll let that one go. Stay calm, enjoy the lavender, and congratulations on the success, and much more come.
Thank you.
Come
for Thank you very much.
Yeah. And Zach, good to have you alongside as well. Zach Kukol, we're at the Made in Montana Trade Show, the program 42 years strong, this trade show 28 years strong. Friday is a wholesale event, and then the doors are open to the public for the retail program tomorrow, Saturday. I'm going to ask you know, what time that gets going. Jessica John is with us here. Good morning again. Welcome back,
hey,
everybody.
Good morning. Thank you for having me back. So tomorrow, March 14th, the public is able to come in for our retail day from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Looking forward to having everybody out.
That day kicks it too, doesn't it? I mean, it's a beautiful.
It's so much fun. Yeah. Everybody should just come out and have fun with us.
And Commerce Director Marta Bertolio is with us here as well. Hi, Marta. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good, good, good.
Excellent.
Yeah, and you've got an announcement. I'm looking at the Montana 2026 Retailer of the Year here. Nobody knows yet. Would you please?
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah. I am so excited to announce that the 2026 Made in Montana Retailer of the Year Award goes to 56 counties located here in Helena. This award recognizes a Made in Montana realtor who has consistently and enthusiastically supported Montana producers through mentoring and carrying their products in their store. The program asks for nominations from wholesale producer members, and the final decision is made by program staff based on quality and quantity of nominations, as well as the knowledge of the retail store and industry and history. And I'm so excited to hear your story, Megan. Today we have Megan Martin, the owner of 56 counties.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Please tell us how you started and
piece of cake,
your story.
Right?
It's really long. Do you have time?
Yes.
So I used to work as an auditor for Department of Justice years ago, but that allowed me to travel to all 56 counties. But one thing that I took with me was a book called Montana Curiosities. And I carry it in the store, so it's a good book. But what it does is it takes you off the beaten path in Montana. It takes you to all sorts of places that most of the time locals have no idea they even exist in their own county. But when I was done working for the day, that's what I did, is I explored every little piece of Montana that I possibly could in my off time. And I think just with life, things change, and so I decided that I was done with my state career, and I wanted to move into something else, but I also wanted to still support Montana in a way that I was also doing at DOJ. So it really came from my previous position with the state, with that book, and a love for art and everything that's Montana. I get to support people every day that work super hard. Often they're working full-time jobs too, and they're creating on the side. And so getting to present their things in my shop means a lot to me. So I love doing what I do.
Hey, Megan, so how long have you guys been open, and how many vendors do you have in store?
We currently have over 280 vendors. I know that, so we're close to 300. And I've been open. We're going into our fourth year of business this year. So this feels a little surreal because it's only 4 years, but it's amazing to get to work with all the people that I've gotten to work with.
Hey, that is so amazing. Thank you so much for supporting local Montanans with your business. How many, if not all of those vendors are all of the part of the Made in Montana program, correct?
Not all of them, surprisingly, but I always encourage them to be a part of the Made in Montana program.
We're going to fix that.
Right?
And how do vendors become a part of your store? What is the application process?
Super easy. There is a vendor application online on my website. You can also come into the store any point in time during business hours, pitch your ideas, your products to me. But it's a very easy process. As long as you make your things in Montana, you are a welcomed artist into 56 counties.
So you have clothing, jewelry, books, pet care, there's soaps, there's artwork. And it's like Christmas in July is a big thing that you guys do, right?
We do, but yeah. We partner for Christmas in July with Grizzly Gardens here in town. But it is. It's very much like Christmas year-round. You can find pretty much anything inside of 56 counties that you're looking for, any type of gifts. Even if you're a local to Helena and you just want to buy more sustainable or natural products, that's your place to go to.
Let me ask you about marketing, because I think as for new businesses, and we just talked with Mike Sullivan. He knows how to grow, but he doesn't necessarily know how to market. Is that part of your process, so to speak, is talking to the Made in Montana people about how to market their business?
Sometimes, yes. And I do a lot of the marketing myself for the shop. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like you also get a piece when you become a vendor in the shop. You get a piece of that marketing package, because I'm going to promote you. If not, you know, at least once a month is what I'm trying. You know, there's so many vendors in there, but you're going to get that promotional package as well, letting people know that you are part of the Made in Montana program, or that you do make things and you live in Montana. So I do really try to, I really do try to push that marketing piece, if you will.
All right. Hey, so I only have one more question. I don't know if Marta has any more, but anything awesome and exciting coming up for your store?
Yes.
Yes. There's always
something exciting, because to be honest, I never know what is actually going to walk through my door. So every day it is like Christmas. We always get new vendors probably on a daily basis. But we are looking for this year, we are really focused on expansion, and that may come to fruition in the near future. So we are really looking forward to some big growth opportunities here in the near future.
Is your business, do you have a retail site and then an online presence? You know, talk about how we try to, as business entrepreneurs, try to manage that if they can, a kind of a local customer base, and also take advantage of our global opportunities.
So we do have a website. However, it needs a lot of work. The online presence is less on the e-commerce side. And the reason for that is the inventory is so expansive.
Yeah.
There's no way I could list it all myself. And then having somebody rebuild a website that I once had is pretty costly. One thing I have really prided myself on throughout this entire endeavor is really human connection. A lot of people will call the shop directly. They will reach out to me via social media or the website and ask, can you make me a gift box? I live in Pennsylvania, or I live in Nevada, or wherever it might be. And I am willing to go that extra mile to help and get somebody the gift that they're looking for. And I kind of get to be a part of that gift journey. And that is another piece of this business that has been hugely rewarding. So the online presence is less, but you do get a little bit of human connection in the process.
Speaking of rewarding, how about, do you have any stories about maybe a vendor that says, oh, thank you so much, you've changed my life? Any fun stories about a vendor?
You
that
saved my business.
You
saved anybody's business out there?
Thank you for...
I don't know that I've done that, but I will say that's another hugely rewarding piece on both the vendor and customer side. I often do get messages from vendors saying, you really did help me figure out a price point, or you really did help me figure out a design that just wasn't working for me. And that is, I love hearing those comments, because sometimes I feel like I'm not very good at that anyway, but they do. So that's great. On the customer side of that, I will say that, I often hear that you helped me pick out a gift for someone in their family that they don't really know what to buy them. And they say it was a huge hit. And thank you so much for doing that. Thank you for being a part of that journey with me and picking something that you didn't even know who that person was, but you picked out a gift that they absolutely loved. So that whole process in itself is, I love that. I love that whole thing.
That's Megan Martin, again, of 56 Counties, the Montana Retailer of the
Thank
Year
you.
For
Thank
Made in
you.
Montana. Good job. Congratulations. Marta, I want to ask you about how, you know, you hear these stories and you get face-to-face with people who are, you know, commerce-oriented in Montana.
Yeah.
You know, what's your thought? What's your encouragement? What do you take away as you go back to the office and start and try to direct programs and grants to help Made in Montana businesses?
Well, I have an amazing team at the Department of Commerce. People that are really invested in, especially our small businesses, they are the heart of our communities across Montana. And so any lessons learned that we can take, happy to chat with people to further their businesses. So inspirational. And thank you for all you're doing for our small businesses across the state.
No, thank you guys a lot for all you do as well.
You're having fun too, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely.
I think you are. Yeah, it looks like you're having fun. Jessica, John, thank you as well, okay? Yeah, anything else?
Hey, thanks so much, Tom. I don't have anything else other than if you are interested in becoming a Made in Montana retailer, it is the same application process as becoming a Made in Montana member. So just hop on the Commerce website, look for Made in Montana, and apply, and we'd love to have you.
Encouraging. If you are thinking about starting your own business, I hope you catch the program today or not. If not, maybe on a podcast and hear these stories, and then make your way here to the Made in Montana Trade Show. It's at the Lewis and Clark County Fairgrounds. It's a yearly event here. Friday is more of a wholesale event where these vendors will try and wholesalers will come in, and there's some deal making going on here. Mandy Ramble from the Department of Commerce.
Hi, Tom. Yes, there is definitely some deal making. Wholesale day today, public day tomorrow. We hope that we see as many Montanans as possible in here supporting our Made in Montana businesses.
They'll make a deal with you tomorrow too, as a matter of fact.
Yes.
for the public. I want to give a shout out Ghost Town Coffee right over here. Blue Wing Woodcraft is right to our left. I'm looking at the orchard at Flathead Lake. That's just in our little corner here. We've been broadcasting kind of in their ear this morning, so I wanted to thank them for that as well. Shout outs for them, but you've got other shout outs, man.
I do. So first, Assiniboine Books owner Vicki Bisbee. They're based out of Wolf Point. They have colorful, engaging resources for those who want to learn the Assiniboine language and for individuals who want to know more about Native American culture. They're a new exhibitor here at the Made in Montana Trade Show this year. They're in booth 103 in our Native American Made in Montana Pavilion.
Yes, take a moment and talk about that aspect of the Made in Montana program.
Yes, so we have a Native American Made in Montana portion of our program, and that is for Native American Montanans to showcase their small businesses. I think it's a really cool aspect of the Made in Montana program for us to show the seven different tribes that we have in Montana and the amazing work that they can do as small business owners in Montana. So we do have a Native American Made in Montana Pavilion right up at the front. You can see the Native American Made in Montana sign and support all those businesses. And again, shout out to Assiniboine Books as our new exhibitor there in booth 103.
And Kimberly Forche, is that how you say that? Western Montana Tallow Company, right?
Yes, yeah. All natural grass-fed beef tallow, skincare products, including whipped tallow balm, tallow salve, lip balm. I have a skin allergy that I learned about a few years ago, and tallow has been huge for me just
really?
Because I can't use a lot of other things, so would really shout them out. Another new exhibitor as well.
What's tallow, by the way, in case?
Tallow is, so it's purified beef fat.
Yeah.
So comes from a cow, kind of a way for us to use all parts of the cow as Native Montanans.
And like you said, for skin allergies or...
Yes.
Yeah, that's very cool. So she is based out of where?
Based out of Missoula, and she's in booth 513 at the Made in Montana Trade Show.
Oh, right, she's now got some beard balm, huh? Okay.
I don't
balm,
need that, but you might.
Balm. I might. It's not very... Anyway. So, Kimberly, great job as well. And Sean Durkee. I went up and said hello to Sean earlier today, too.
Yes. So, Angry Pika Food Company, based in Bozeman. They make backcountry food products from cottage brands in Bozeman. That includes granola, trail cookies, and coffee. I went down a little rabbit hole on their website and found some very delicious-looking cookies. they're at booth 122. They're not a new exhibitor, so they're returning for us this year. But really cool for anyone who's out hiking in the Montana wilderness to just have these ready-made backcountry foods available that they can just pack in their pack with them.
It's really cool. And you want to ask, you know, where did you get the name Angry Pika from, too?
Yes.
You know? Yeah, yeah. And a pika is just a little mountain animal, kind of like a rodent, right?
Or I think so, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
So don't make them angry. and that's Sean Durkee again. Congratulations to Sean, based out of Bozeman.
Yes. And then Anna Provost, owner of Montana Gems and Sapphire Jewelry in Phillipsburg. Again, went down a little rabbit hole on her website. They have sapphire and garnet jewelry, loose gems. And because I know my mom listens to you, Tom, I'm going to shout out that I do have a big birthday this year. And so if she'd like some birthday ideas, she could go to their website.
Ah.
Montana Gems and Sapphire Jewelry, they are a new exhibitor for us this year as well. They're in booth 526.
I'm glad you gave your mom a shout-out because we were talking about that. Good job. And every mom out there is going, aw, that's sweet. What a great daughter. Wrap it up again with the value of the Made in Montana. It's known worldwide.
Yes. So the Made in Montana logo, the Grown in Montana logo, and the Native American Made in Montana logos, they are known worldwide. When we have visitors to Montana, they are looking for the authenticity that comes with that logo. Entrepreneurs, small business owners, they're the heart
part of Montana's economy. It's not uncommon for us to see a startup that, like we talked to Serena from K&K Metalworks earlier, that start up in their garage and then eventually expand to larger facilities through this program. This trade show gives them kind of the foot in the door that they have to grow their wholesale business, and we just really love this program and this event.
Thank you, Mandy. Mandy Rambo, Deputy Director. Thanks to Marta as well, the Commerce Director, Marta Bertolio. And thanks to you for making us a part of your Montana Day as well. Two decades strong and working on three. Have yourself a dang good weekend, Montana.
Thanks for joining us for the podcast. And join us weekdays live from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. for more Voices of Montana on great radio stations all across our Treasure State.